The attempt to impeach President Trump is our topic during this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and I'm going to timestamp this. This interview is being recorded on the afternoon of January 24th in the year of our Lord 2020. And our guest is Bill Federer, a best-selling author, highly sought-after public speaker, and a frequent guest on Vocal Point. Bill, great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you.
All right, so what's going on here? This is certainly historic. I mean, only four presidents now have been impeached out of 45 presidents.
Right, so this is the first impeachment to blatantly use the tactic called psychological projection. Psychological projection is a tactic where you accuse your opponent of what you're guilty of. So mean and rude people will call those they don't like mean and rude. And so little kids do this. I'm not the mean one. You're the mean one. Or a bully will push the kids around the playground. And if a teacher walks out, the bully will accuse his victim and say, well, teacher, he started it. Wife beaters do this. They'll beat the tar out of their wife. Say, it's your fault for provoking me.
Yes.
Islam, Sharia, they'll rape a woman and say, it's your fault that I raped you because you tempted me. And on a macro level, where aggressor nations will use some little incident as a pretense to invade a smaller nation. And so this tactic of psychological projection is you accuse your opponent of what you're guilty of. Stalin did this, where he had his supporter, Sergei Kirov, assassinated, and he blamed it on anti-Stalinists. And it was an excuse for him to kill off a million of his political opponents.
Wow.
And so we see this being used right now. In the impeachment, where you have Joe Biden has admitted publicly that he is guilty of threatening to withhold aid from Ukraine unless they did his bidding and fired the prosecutor of his son. So he is guilty of this quid pro quo. So they're blaming Trump for exactly what he's doing. They were doing this for 2 years, where here you have Hillary Clinton. She was the Secretary of State overseeing the sales of a fifth of U.S. uranium to Russia in exchange for a $145 million contribution to her Clinton Foundation. So she is guilty of colluding with the Russians. So what did we do? We saw 2 years of them accusing Trump of exactly what Hillary was guilty of. Now, why is this tactic so effective? Because all of the public is looking at the innocent person, and he's having to bend over backwards to show he's clean. Meanwhile, the investigation process destroys all the evidence that can convict Hillary. Mm-hmm. They smash the hard drives. They erase the text messages and the emails, and they bleach the hard drives. They, you know, take hammers to the phones and so forth. And so they destroy the evidence that can convict them. It's a very effective tactic. Now, it's used in politics all the time. Matter of fact, every single time you turn on the TV, this psychological projection tactic is being used, where they'll have hateful people, but they'll accuse these nice, peaceful Christian people of being hateful. In other words, they project their hate. And so they'll even put up a website, and they'll list everybody that they hate. They'll call them when it's actually the website that is the hateful group.
Sounds like you're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center when you say that.
Right. And so it's an effective tactic. So the innocent people have to go on the defensive, have to bend over backwards. And meanwhile, they get a pass. And if the public is ever directed back at the accuser, by that time, the water's muddied. And the public doesn't know who's telling the truth, and you get a pass.
Mm.
So it's like in a political campaign, and they're about to release some information on you and say, well, you're guilty of fraud. And if there's no way that you can get around it, and it's true, and it's going to go public, you hold a press conference the day before, and you accuse your opponent of fraud. And the makes frontline headlines, you know, and meanwhile, the opponent has to go and all these years of investigation. And again, you get a pass. So this impeachment process is the first time it's blatantly being used. So, I mean, Bill Clinton, it wasn't like the Republicans were guilty of fooling around with Monica and they were accusing Bill of doing it. No, no. They didn't employ psychological projection. They didn't employ it with Andrew Johnson or with Nixon. So this is the first time we're seeing displayed publicly this tactic on the left of using psychological projection, blaming Trump for exactly what Biden and, you know, Hillary and so forth are guilty of.
You know, I think the American people are sick of this, but what really saddens me is that it may be something that causes good people to not even want to get involved in politics if this is what it takes to kind of have to deal with this, these kind of tactics.
Right. It takes very, very tough skin. You know, years ago, I was visiting with an attorney for companies who would deal with unions. And he said that if you went into the room and you sat down at the table and you said, now, what can we do to make you happy? He said, they'll take this, they take that, they take that. He says, they'd take over the whole company if you let them. He says, what it is you have to go into the room and start off by saying, you know, all the stuff you have, we're going to take away this, we're going to take away that, we're going to take away this, that, and the other. So they'll be happy to walk out of the room with what they came in with. He says, the problem is Republicans send to Washington politicians that want to be liked. I want everybody to like me. And so they go in a room with the opposing side. And they say, well, gee, what can we do to make you like us? And they're like, well, we want this, 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 this. He said, no, you need to send up their union negotiators that walk into the room and say, all this stuff you have, we're going to take it away. We're going to take this, that. In other words, the politician that likes to be liked is the worst kind of politician. Now, Trump doesn't care what people say. He just says that he's used to New York negotiating with union types. And he's like, so we're seeing somebody that I believe has been, in one sense, trained and brought up with this gene that loves to fight. And and that's why we're seeing him stand so strong.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. All right, so first of all, I'm sure the left wasn't expecting Donald Trump to release the transcript within 2 days of this allegation, you know, appearing that, it was a quid pro quo. But even there, some of the media outlets were quoting this transcript, but they were putting ellipses. So it made it sound like, you know, Mr. Prime Minister of Ukraine, I want you to do me a favor, dot, dot, dot. Joe Biden, blah, 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 blah. In other words, that came, you know, 20 minutes later or 15 minutes later or something like that within the conversation. Tell you what, for those who've been in a cave for the last 3 months, what is the allegation? What's the kernel of which they're trying to get Trump to be removed from office?
Right. That's the problem. There's nothing there. It's hard to define. You know, it's the president. Even Alan Dershowitz brought this out. The president sets foreign policy. Here's Obama bombs Libya, takes out the leadership of Libya without the consent of Congress. That's right. So Obama set his agenda in place without even informing the Congress. And here they're wanting to say that Trump was wanting to negotiate without letting Congress know about something. It's a double standard that is so blatant that Alan Dershowitz said you'd basically, or no, Turley, the one lawyer that gave congressional testimony, he says a dozen different presidents have done exactly what Trump has done, set foreign policy, withhold aid to make sure there's no corruption. And so you would have to distinguish what Trump did different than all these other dozen presidents that were enacting their foreign policy. I mean, to be honest, why is America doesn't have to give money to anybody? So how can you say, you know, like this general accounting office say, well, he wasn't supposed to withhold the money. And he, you know, nonsense. He's supposed to withhold money if there's corruption going on. And it's clear you have Hunter Biden getting tens of thousands of dollars. He knows nothing about the energy industry, and he's on this board. Clearly, he's there for access to Joe Biden being the vice president. And so his whole position was corruption. It was a access, and it was a quid pro quo. You take care of my son, I'll funnel money to you. Hillary did the same thing. She had her State Department coordinate with her Clinton Foundation. And so it was this scenario of her going to all these countries in the State Department position and then basically letting it be known, if you want to pay to play, if you want to have any influence in the government when I'm in office, you better donate money to my Clinton Foundation. And it was this sort of a money laundering type of thing.
Okay, so, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, and so this has been going on for quite a while. I mean, years ago, I was reading about the Panama Canal giveaway and how the big globalist bankers that were behind it and how money was supposed to go to Panama, but it just went from one bank in New York to another. It never even went to the people of Panama.
Oh,
so
wow.
We gave away the canal zone, but there were these globalist bankers that were profiting off it. And so Haiti is the same thing. So millions of people around the world gave money to the Clinton Foundation because they were going to help the people of Haiti. Virtually none of it went to the people of Haiti. It went into the Clinton Foundation to be spread around for political purposes. And so Ukraine was basically the European version of Haiti. And the federal government giving billions of dollars to this corrupt politicians in this country who would turn around and funnel it right back to political families. And this is what we're beginning to find out about the Bidens.
Okay, we have 3 minutes left. I know that a majority of the American people would like to see witnesses being called, and John Bolton's name keeps coming up. So, again, less than 3 minutes, but go on.
I am not clear enough on John Bolton's position. I do know, he was more of a war hawk than other people in that position, but I can't really comment. I don't know enough about John Bolton.
How about the fact that a majority of Americans do want to see witnesses called, even though Mitch McConnell did note that, look, this is not supposed to be a fishing expedition. If the House of Representatives has the responsibility to, lay out the case, if they didn't do their job right, why should we go on a fishing expedition? Okay, now we have about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Right. I think that'll be probably what will happen, because there's a can of worms. So it's not just the Bidens. It's not just the Clintons. It's all of the deep state people that were doing their bidding for 8 years. And so they are all implicated in these crimes. It's interesting, when Republicans do something wrong, they throw the book at them. When the deep state people are caught fraudulently filling out these FISA forms, what do? They say, we're sorry, we're going to have one of our own go around and teach the rest of our own how to fill out these forms properly.
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, all those people should be in jail,
yeah.
But they're all covering for each other.
Yeah.
So it's called the deep state.
You know, by the way, speaking of that, there's one guy at least that I think they should make an example of him. I believe his name is Klein Smith. And apparently what he did was he actually specifically altered an email. And by altering that email, he did it so that the FISA warrant would be granted against Carter Page, one of, Trump's low-level people helping him on his campaign. Well, altering an email like that seems to me to be on the threshold of, this is a crime, because this, because of altering that email, this FISA warrant was issued against, an American citizen. Okay, we have 45 seconds left.
So psychological projection is the tactic being used. They're blaming Trump for what they're guilty of. I encourage anybody to look up Sigmund Freud, psychological projection. It's a human tactic. It's a defense mechanism. It's used in politics. David Axelrod was Obama's campaign manager. He said in Chicago politics,
seconds.
We have a tradition. You throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to accuse your opponent. So you commit the crime, you blame it on the other.
Yeah. Bill Federer, always a pleasure. I appreciate the moral clarity you bring to these discussions. AmericanMinute.com for more information. Bill's best-selling book, by the way, is called America's God and Country, and one of his latest books is Miracles in American History, Volume 2. Great stuff. Bill, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Jerry.